Welcome to Senator Crapo's Weekly Wrap-Up Podcast. I'm Marcus Chavez, Senator Crapo's Deputy Communications Director. In this podcast, we'll review what has been taking place in the Senate over the past week and recap some of the issues that Senator Crapo is currently working on that are of particular interest to Idahoans. This is a wrap-up for the week ending on Friday, August 22nd, 2008. At the beginning of last week's podcast, I explained why the Senate has a state work period during the month of August and how it came to be. This week I would like to take some time to define some terms that are often bantered about when discussing the matters of Congress. Here are a few. Appropriations. An appropriations bill is legislation that grants each federal agency the permission to spend a prescribed amount of money for a certain period of time. Appropriations legislation provides the funds, which have to be authorized before an agency or program can use the money. Here's one that many people talk about. Earmark. An earmark is an item in an appropriations bill that instructs an agency how to spend money that is otherwise spent at the discretion of that agency. Earmarks help ensure that projects particular to a certain state are identified and funded. Continuing resolution. A continuing resolution is a bill that, if passed, funds the government at current appropriations levels until Congress can pass spending bills or appropriations bills under consideration. The next one is markup. A markup is when a committee meets to discuss and potentially pass a bill so that it is eligible to be considered for passage by the full legislative body. Here is one that Democrats throw around a lot. Filibuster. Filibuster is from the Dutch word for pirate. Filibuster describes efforts by members to prevent a vote on a bill. It was based on the right of members to speak as long as necessary on a given issue. So that leads us to our next word, cloture. In 1917, the Senate passed Rule 22 allowing for a debate to be ended with an agreement of two-thirds or 67 votes if all senators are present. This is called cloture. The cloture threshold has since been lowered to three-fifths or 60 votes. So, cloture must be invoked or passed with 60 votes in order to end a debate, or a filibuster. And finally, a term that you will hear at the end of this legislative session. Sine die. Sine die literally means without day. The term means to adjourn for the last time that session. This happens every 2 years when a new Congress is elected based on the two-year election cycle of the House of Representatives. In July, Senator Crapo and 31 of his Senate colleagues successfully backed a Senate resolution, which passed by unanimous consent, to declare August 2008 as Digital Television Transition Awareness Month.
As you may know, on February 17th of next year, analog signals from full-power television stations will end, and those who receive over-the-air signals may be caught without service if they don't plan ahead. And I've already been very active in working to educate Idahoans about this transition. And frankly, recent surveys show that awareness in the state are showing that many, many more people are taking measures to make sure that they are ready for this transition. If they're not, on February 17th, their television will go blank. So I encourage everyone to learn what your television's like and what kind of television you have and what you will need to do to be able to still have television viewing on the day after the February 17th transition to digital TV. Earlier this year, I joined with the Federal Communications Commission and with the National Telecommunications and Information Administration in a series of meetings in Idaho to promote information about the digital changeover. Western states have a high concentration of people who receive their television signals over the air, and we don't want them to be caught off guard. Anybody who wants to can check my website at crapo.senate.gov. That's crapo.senate.gov. for information about the digital television conversion. Information is also available at the National Telecommunications and Information Administration website at www.dtv2009.gov. Again, that's www.dtv2009.gov.
Now, we would like to turn the time over to you. Here is a listener question from Gary in Rigby.
The thing that I fear most of all is the increase in the dollar supply. In other words, spending more than we make. And if this continues, there's no way that we'll ever get prices to come in line. It's like watering the soup. And I can't see that prices can ever come down. They'll only escalate without a control on government spending. We've got to not spend more than we take in.
That's a very good comment, Gary. And it's an issue that people across America, not just in Idaho, are clamoring for an answer to, because frankly, Congress has failed to respond properly to the issue. Right now, we have about a $3.1 trillion budget each year in Congress. And of that $3.1 trillion that Congress spends every year, about two-thirds of it is either what we call entitlement programs or interest on the national debt. I call this spending the spending that is on autopilot, because Congress has already voted for these entitlement programs, or the interest on the national debt is mandatory to be paid. This is spending that the government must spend and which Congress does not vote on. The other one-third that Congress actually votes on is called discretionary spending, and half of that is national defense. And so if you look at the spending side of the equation, we do need to control and reduce spending on national defense. And the rest of the discretionary spending needs to be carefully monitored, although it is growing at a rate that is less than the rate of growth of our economy. The real parts of our budget that are way out of control right now are the entitlement programs. And those programs are often growing at rates of 2 to 4 times the rate of our economy. So what we need to control spending is a strong focus on our national defense to make sure we do defend our country, but that we do control our defense budget. And frankly, we need to control the entitlement spending. I believe that with the current impasse in Congress, the best way to approach that would be to create a bipartisan or a nonpartisan commission that would study the entitlement system and put a recommendation before Congress that that Congress would have to vote on without amendment. In that way, we would force a vote on the issue and require Congress to deal with an issue that so far it simply refuses to deal with.
That will do it for this week's podcast. Once again, we invite you to participate in the weekly wrap-up podcast. If you would like to ask Senator Crapo a question, like Gary did, you can email your question to crapo_podcast@crapo.senate.gov. Whenever possible, we will have Senator Crapo answer a question in the podcast. You can also send in an MP3 file of you asking the question, if you're so inclined. Again, you can email your question to crapo_podcast@crapo.senate.gov. Please include your first name and where you are from. As always, we thank you for listening and hope you will be able to join us again next week.